and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 60% of respondents in an ABC News Ipsos poll call on President Biden to drop out of the presidential race. Congressman Ro Khanna, a Biden campaign surrogate and the California Democrat, tells ABC's This Week the decision is the president's to make, but if he were to exit, Vice President Kamala Harris is the only logical replacement.
The vote is on August 7th. I believe that the vice president would win that vote. I don't think you're going to see many people challenge her.
He was on ABC's This Week, as was Senator Joe Manchin. The powerful independent called on Biden to pass the torch to the next generation. Former President Donald Trump was on the campaign trail Saturday for the first time since the assassination attempt last weekend. He spoke in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the Secret Service director will testify about the plot before the House Oversight Committee tomorrow. Philadelphia police say three people were killed, at least six were hurt in an early morning shootout. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Nationwide, community college enrollment grew by 100,000 students last year, and a large percentage of them were from lower-income neighborhoods. Here's Deborah Van Fleet.
At Western Nebraska Community College, TRIO Programs Director Tanya DeWitt says a number of their students who qualify for the federally funded program designed to help students with economic and other challenges has definitely increased. TRIO students must be a first-generation college student, have a household income not exceeding 150% of the federal poverty guideline, or have a disability. TRIO participants receive academic assistance, and DeWitt says many benefit from the Growth Mindset program.
Instead of, I can't do it, well, you can't do it right now, sure, but you can. All those negative, immediate, oh, well, no, I can't do nursing. Well, why is that? I just can't. Well, that's not true. So let's get to the bottom of it. Let's see what that is that's keeping you from being able to be successful.
DeWitt says the academic supports include in-person tutoring, 24/7 virtual tutoring, study guides, and online programs that assist with writing and research. She says the nursing program is very popular with TRIO students, and interest in the trades offerings is also growing. DeWitt says the ability to access tutoring any hour of the day or night, including holidays, is huge for some of their TRIO students.
We have the ones that are single parents in the middle of the night. That's when they're doing their homework.
Roughly 10% of WNCC's TRIO students are single parents. The Institute for Women's Policy Research reports that a large percentage of college students who are parents face enormous barriers to academic success, many of them economic. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation. I'm Deborah Van Fleet. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers playing the Twins in Minnesota before over 41,600 fans, the largest crowd ever for a regular season game at Target Field. Freddie Peralta pitched the first six scoreless innings. Then the Twins scored and it was tied up 1-1 heading into the 11th inning. And things got wild. The Twins scoring three runs into the 12th. The Brewers putting up seven to make it an 8-4 win for Milwaukee, with Jackson Churio in at left fielder for Christian Yelich, who was out with a sore back. Churio making a spectacular diving catch to his left to win the game on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Buxton to left field. Churio is there! And he puts a ribbon on this one. Jackson Churio, three hits out of the nine spot, makes a diving play and puts this one on ice in Minneapolis.
Basketball, the Bucks losing to the Wizards 91-79. Washington outscored the Bucks by 17 in the fourth quarter. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of fog, then clouds and some sunshine with showers and storms developing, especially in the afternoon. Our high temperatures warming to the upper 70s. We'll have light winds. Tonight, showers and storms will come to an end. Lows will drop to the lower 60s. It's 72 at our studios.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll talk to the patriotic millionaires about the need for tax reform in the United States and react to the news from the weekend. It's Motown Monday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. From the norm,
jostle. AM 1400 WRJN.
Morning again. Music of the Star. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. And for podcasts. Check out civicmedia.us. And there are podcasts we've been on since November 5th last year. To be part of Civic Media Radio News. And you're the best audience ever. Come on. Take a bow. Go ahead. All right. Nod your head anyway. Summers decades ago was a time for movie theaters to put out disaster pictures. I loved them all. So phony and yet so... So what? So much good music, that's one. Oh, I know you weren't there for the music, but... They got some Oscars. The music did.
Shall I tell you the winner? Well, I'll open it if you read it.
Oh, the winners are Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn. We may never love like this again. That's wonderful.
I'd just like to say thank you to the producer, Irwin Allen, to Lionel Newman, to my wife, Jill, who's been such a source of inspiration, and to my family, who encouraged me to drop sonography and pursue songwriting as a full-time career. Thank you very much.
The great inspiration in my life, my wife, Seal Kasha. I'm very nervous, as you can see. And I'd like to thank the members of the Academy, and part of this is owed to Irwin Allen and Lionel Newman, Jerry Henshaw, and Happy Go Day, and to the public and to all the members of the Academy, and thank you, Gene.
Marine McGovern. Best Song, 1975. Saw it at the Roosevelt Theater in Kenosha.
We may never love like this again and touch the sky, though we may try. So while we're here, let's give our all. Release the dreams inside us and set them free. Oh, while we're here, let's leave a mark. There's a candle in the dark. It's here to guide us.
Ever notice how the disaster movie songs always had something to do with the disaster yet to come?
Through the day,
almost prophetic.
Beyond the haze.
Who are we fooling, anybody?
I see you reaching out to hold me. I don't know just where or when. Still, I'm sure.
Poseidon Adventure. Leslie Nielsen in a serious role.
Engine room, is the chief still there?
Yes, sir.
This is the captain. Put him on.
Aye, aye, sir.
Are you making contact?
Yeah, I'm making contact.
Chief, the captain wants you on the phone.
Chief, here, go ahead.
Joe, what the hell's going on down there? Is there nothing more you can do with those stabilizers?
There's nothing wrong with the stabilizers, so there's nothing more I can do with them. Besides, I got my hands full with this pump. You know damn well what the trouble is. It's that bastard Linargus.
Can you make out anything?
Nothing, sir.
We have a radar target in the port bow. Keep a sharp watch.
Yes, sir.
Get my binoculars.
Captain? Look out.
What is it, look out?
On the port bow. I don't know. I never saw anything like it. An enormous wall of water coming towards us.
Oh,
God.
Any more of that playing, that Alfie. I've been married 6 weeks, and my wife says, you mustn't play Alfie anymore when I come on. You got to play When I Grow Too Old To. Dream. That's an ad lib. I really put him out up there. Look. Now, we're just, my wife and I, we're just a plain couple. Plain as a pair of old slippers and about as interesting. And that's why I feel so comfortable introducing another average couple. Real homebodies, the Bonos, Sonny and Cher.
You know something, Michael is really right. We are homebodies. I mean, you never take me anyplace.
Well, sure, that's because you're complaining you never have anything to wear.
Well, I haven't.
Yeah, and you're wearing it.
Wait a minute, that's not on the cards. Wait, you were supposed to just come out here and say the nominees for the best song are... And
all
read
right,
it.
That's what I'll do. Okay, I'm saying it now.
All right.
They are Ben from Ben. Music by Walter Scharf and lyrics by Don Black.
Come Follow, Follow Me from The Little Ark. Music by Fred Carlin. Lyrics by Marsha Carlin.
Marmalade, Molasses, and Honey from The Life and Times of Judge Roy Bean. Music by Maurice Jarre. Lyrics by Marilyn and Alan Bergman.
The Morning After from The Poseidon Adventure. Music and lyrics by Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn.
Strange Are the Ways of Love from The Stepmother. Yeah, Stepmother. I thought it said father for a second. Music by Sammy Fain. Lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. And the winner is... Ta-da.
I'll do it.
You want the opener?
No, I'll do it with my finger. The winners are Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn for The Morning After.
All I can say is that I'm in a state of shock. This is a fantastic surprise, and I just want to thank Lionel Newman for giving us the opportunity, and Ronald Neame and Irwin Allen, and special thanks to Happy Go Day for believing in us from the beginning. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to give my thanks to Irwin Allen, the producer, and Ronald Neame, and of course Lionel Newman. And a special thanks to Happy Go Day, and most of all to the Academy. I'm very extremely grateful. And you made two people very happy in Brooklyn tonight, Rose and Irving Kasher. So I want to thank you for that.
We say, well, it's only a movie. Shelley Winters, Gene Hackman, Roddy McDowell, and Red Buttons. Red's real name, Aaron Schwat. He's from Evanston, Illinois. Was a haberdasher. Got to be one of the number one Saturday night shows on early television. Was in Sayonara, the dramatic part. Here's Red Buttons.
History. She asked who shot Lincoln. I answered, don't blame me. Ho, ho,
ho, ho.
Hee, hee.
Hee,
ha, ha. Strange things are happening. Strange things are happening. I gave golden earrings to someone who's sweet 16. Now I'm so embarrassed, her ears are turning green. Ho, ho!
Ho, ho!
Hee, hee!
Hee, hee!
Ha, ha!
Ha, ha!
Strange things are happening. Strangest thing, one kid thought a TV and tried to dial the screen. Ho, ho!
Ho, ho!
Hey, hey!
Hey,
hey! Hee, hee! Strange things, strange things. Since girls wear those blue jeans, my troubles just never cease. What looks like my nephew turns out to be my niece. Ho, ho!
Ho, ho!
Hee, hee!
Hee, hee!
Ha, ha!
Ha, ha!
Strange things are happening. Strange things. This is Rocky Buttons, and I want to tell you the strangest things happened to me.
Probably heard, on Thursday, comedy legend Bob Newhart died at 94.
Hello, Mr. Carlin.
In this scene with Suzanne Plachette from The Bob Newhart Show, it's pretty easy to see why he was adored.
Oh, I'll take that. That's it's an old address book.
Yeah, didn't you know any guys?
Yeah, but I memorized all their numbers.
How come Marjorie Killam has four stars after her name?
Marjorie Killam. Oh, her father was a general.
The Illinois-raised Newhart, who early on worked in accounting, didn't become a legend by telling jokes. In his deadpan, unassuming manner, he told stories.
I certainly would not say that what I do is the most important thing in the world, but I can't imagine doing anything that would bring me more joy.
He once imagined how a media consultant would have shaped the image of Abraham Lincoln.
You change 47 to 87?
His 1960 debut album was the first comedy album to win the Grammy for Album of the Year. His stand-up led to two hit TV series and beloved movie roles.
As silly as it sounds, a lot of people down south don't believe in Santa Claus.
What?
It was Ginny, his wife of six decades, who thought up one of the most memorable moments in TV sitcom history, the finale of Newhart. For eight seasons, Mary Fran had played Bob's wife on the series, but at the last moment...
He won't believe the dream I just had.
He woke up with Suzanne Plachette, his wife from his earlier show.
All right, Bob. What is it?
Well, I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
Thank you, Bob Newhart, for so many laughs.
And I say, it was my pleasure.
Newhart's from Oak Park, Illinois.
Barmaid can be a star made
if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good. Where anyone at all, from TV's Lassie to Monroe's Chassie, is equally understood. Go out and try your luck. You might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. That phony super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and Paducah's with their bazookas to get their names up in lights, all armed with photos from local rodos, with their hair in ribbons and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor. He'd make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour, you'll look like Tyrone Power. Hooray for Hollywood.
There's Doris. Alfred Newman wrote this. See a big city on the screen, it's music like this, kind of Gershwin-esque. Not Gershwin, though. Alfred Newman wrote this Street Scene. Found out it's got lyrics. Case out of Joliet, Johnny Johnson.
The song of a heart that sorrows, the wail of the wind from
off to sea. All of your hopes, all your tomorrows, they're in my melancholy rhapsody. The red in the sky at twilight, the trace of a dream that used to be. The bottomless low after the highlight, they're in my melancholy rhapsody. The laughter that saddens, the misery that gladdens, the couples on the benches in the park, the pattern of grieving your mind insists on weaving, when shadows start to walk after dark. If only you'd guess my yearning, you'd know what it means not to be free. I'll never be free till you're returning. We'll end my melancholy rhapsody. If only you'd guess my yearning, you'd know what it means not to be free. I'll never be free till you're returning. We'll end my melancholy rhapsody. My melancholy rhapsody.
years ago, our first guest appeared in a motion picture that has become one of the masterpieces among thriller films. Of course, it was Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. And I understand we have a new Psycho. It's Psycho 4, which will premiere on Showtime early next month. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Anthony Perkins. Anthony! How you doing?
Good.
You know, you look great. Whenever I see you on some of your early films on television, you look then and now just about the same. You've done very well for yourself.
Well, I certainly should look good today. I've been up doing talk shows since 7 this morning.
Right, promoting the big Psycho movie.
Yeah, I've had 4 makeups on.
Right.
So this is the 4th one that I've had. So once you put makeup on top of makeup on top of makeup,
you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
Except,
I mean, you've only had one.
Yeah, that's this is my...
I should look 4 times as good as you.
Okay, Norman Bates sings for us. No, Tony Perkins. With Herbie Green's orchestra. Won't free you. Herbie Green in the orchestra. There's Herbie on trombone. Harry Warren, Mac Gordon. Time for news again and weather. The Music of the Stars continues right after this break. Thanks for being here. WRJN, coast to coast and worldwide. On the Civic Media Radio Network. The Music of the Stars.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.